I wish I had something to eat.
24 minutes after 5 o'clock. It's the soup song, Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine. We found that just for you, Joe. I hope you appreciate it.
Great song. I did. I was like, what is actually happening?
Well, it's colder than it ought to be up here in the central Maine. I don't know how it is in your part of the state, but man, it feels like a soup or stew or just a big hug kind of a night.
Yeah, well, you know, all the hugs you want down here. For me, it's just fine. For us fat guys, this, you know, we can't think when it's too humid. So this is fine by me, this weather.
And, you know, I'm not complaining about it either. I love the fall weather. I love the chill in the air. I just didn't expect it quite this soon. So we've talked soup with you, but what about stew? I want to see what you got for some good stew ideas for us.
I mean, honestly, anything, it never hurts to have a freezer full of homemade either beef or veal stock or chicken stock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you can just go to the store at any time. I mean, if it's cold, like, does it really get any better than short ribs, you know? I mean,
no.
I don't think it does. Like, I like to get the short ribs going. I like to, you know, season them well. I actually like to cook with ghee in this situation, which is clarified butter, because it tends, you can get a higher heat on ghee. It won't burn because the milk solids have been removed from it. So I fire up some ghee and brown on the short ribs and all the different sides. You know, throw some veg in, onions and carrots or mushrooms, whatever. And the onions are good because that'll help you scrape the bottom of the pan. It'll get all that like meaty goodness up off the bottom of the pan. Toss in your chicken or beef stock and, you know, just I cover it, put it in the oven at like 350 covered for like 4 hours and just, you know, enjoy the magic when you take the lid off, you know, then you can pretty much add whatever you want, you know, some herbs, you obviously got to season it, fresh black pepper or white pepper or whatever. But I mean, the most important thing is that basically you got a stew full of just ridiculously rich, delicious meat.
Yeah, and stews, to me, all fall into that wonderful category of foods that often taste even better as a leftover after they've had a chance to marinate for a while in their own juices.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, any of those, gumbo, you know, like chowder. That's why they call it curing with the chowder. You want to, even if you're going to eat chowder the same day, like you want to let that, after it's done, you got to let it sit for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Just so the flavors come together, then heat it up and serve it, you know?
We're talking to Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine, Food Coma TV, here on Shut Up and Eat. And Labor Day weekend, to me, it's not that I need an excuse for it, but it's one of those weekends. It's a marking point, last weekend of the summer, in the eyes of a lot of people with school starting up and things like that. And it's kind of a last chance to treat yourself to something. Is there a food, whether it's a style of food or a particular item, that you just can't get enough of?
Sushi. I mean, I can literally, my last meal, one of the components anyway, would probably be about 50 pieces of sushi. And that's a great transition thing too, because, you know, it can be filling, but it's also a good, you know, summer transitional food. Because, you know, light, clean flavors, but it can get pretty intense. I don't know. I don't know what you got for sushi options up around Banga, but we got Miyake down here, which is incredible. Also Suzuki in Rockland. It's very, very, very good. And, yeah, I mean, that's, for me, that's the one. That's the splurge, you know, because every time I go to Miyake, I spend like $300 by myself just sitting at the bar there and going to town.
Well, you're worth it, Joe. There's no question about that.
I am 100% worth it, you know?
I was talking to
somebody finally recognized.
That's why we're here. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and they were talking about the challenges. Whether you're single, whether you got a spouse, whether you got kids, of deciding that sometimes deciding what to make or what to eat is actually more of a burden than the actual preparation of the meal. So we were talking about putting together menus. Do you do that? And do you think that's important and can make life easier for people?
Yes, it can make life much easier because you're right. I mean, the worst thing ever is trying to figure out what you want to eat when you're already kind of hangry. You know, it's like that makes the process so much more painful. Plus, if you do happen to have something disappointing, like God forbid you're in that state and then whatever you choose ends up being a disappointment, because then there's going to be hell to pay for anybody within a mile of you. But yeah, it definitely helps to plan. That way you got, you know, especially if it's going to take a little time to prepare certain elements. And it's also nice to plan something that there will be leftovers that you can turn into tacos or whatever the next day. That way it saves you time then. But, I mean, you're talking to somebody who pretty much, I spend 80% of my day thinking about what I'm going to eat. So for me, it's sort of an anything. Yet I still find myself driving around really upset because I'm hungry and I don't want to go for lunch. So I don't know. Just, you know, there's just too many options out there, you know?
No question about it. So this weekend, what do you think? Let us behind the curtain a little bit. What'll be the best thing you eat this weekend?
Best thing I eat this weekend. Man, I don't know. I'm going to make some Mongolian beef tonight. You know, just kind of marinate the beef in a little like Shaoxing cooking wine, rice vinegar, soy sauce, a little bit of cornstarch. And then, yeah, just stir fry it with some mushrooms and broccoli. Get some jasmine rice going with that. I mean, that to me is good. Like, that's a quick meal that makes for good winter food, and it kind of, or sort of autumn food, I guess you could say. And that sort of sets the stage for me to start plotting out what I'm going to get to this weekend. I might go tonight and buy a, it's good to go buy a big piece of meat. Like tonight, I might go buy a big pork butt and just put it in the brine. That way it's already getting better. Tomorrow night, maybe I don't want to cook it yet. I'll take it out of the brine. I'll put a spice rub on it, maybe some coffee, ancho chili, cumin, coriander, salt, pepper. Put it back in the fridge. And then I'll take it out Sunday morning and I'll cook it for like 5 hours at a really low temperature until it's falling apart.
Just be sure it's big enough to share with me and Rich, because, you know, we don't have plans on Sunday. We can come down.
Come on down. Yeah. We'll play touch football and we'll eat pork. It'll be great.
That's fantastic. That's a perfect weekend right there. Joe, as always, love talking with you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that Mongolian beef. Sounds amazing. Enjoy what you have to eat, and we'll talk with you again next Friday.
All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Joe Riccio, Shut Up and Eat, every Friday afternoon here on Downtown.